This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 10th. God's word for you today is Bethlehem. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 7, verse 42, and it says, "For the scriptures clearly state that the Messiah will be born of the royal line of David in Bethlehem, the village where King David was born." To fulfill your destiny, the second significant mountain, higher ground, that you need to take is the higher ground of Bethlehem. Interestingly, when you read the scriptures, you will never see Bethlehem being called a mountain. It is just referred to as Bethlehem. However, Bethlehem is a classic city on a hill, a prosperous settlement. In fact, the threshold of where a hill is determined to be called a mountain, the height it must cover is over 2,000 feet. Bethlehem is 2,543 feet. It is clearly a mountain. This season, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will secure Bethlehem. What is Bethlehem? Bethlehem simply means the house of meat, the house of bread, the house of provision. Bethlehem also means the house of fertility. In the name of Jesus, you are going to secure your mountain of provision for the rest of your life. For some people, when they secured this mountain, they did not even know that was what they were doing. But once they secure this mountain, they never lack again. Their children and their children's children. They just have provision, supernatural provision. Today, Bethlehem will be secured for you in Jesus' name. Bethlehem is the house of provision, the house of fertility. Guess what? Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. It is the city of Judah. Abraham walked into and was established on the mountain of provision. Isaac was established on the mountain of provision. Everyone that walks with God supernaturally is established on the mountain of provision, established in Bethlehem. You will be established on the mountain of provision in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, it was never written that my God will supply all my needs according to the economy of the country I am in. You will not find that in the Bible. I am praying that you will not be limited by the economy of the nation you are in, that for you, it will be, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Please read. There is an amazing story in Ruth, and I want to encourage you to read the entire book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the days when the judges ruled in Israel, a severe famine came upon the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah left his home and went to live in the country of Moab, taking his wife and two sons with him. This family moved from the house of bread, of meat, of provision, and settled in Moab, a place that was not blessed, and everything dried up." In the name of Jesus, you will not settle in Moab. Prosperity is in the presence of God, not in the location you are in. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Jesus is here, everything I need is here." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.